Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Vegas lead has to be Russell Wilson, but boy, there's so many facets to this. Is trade rumors, there's how he's being, in a way, disrespected, some believe, by PFF. So to me, it's Russell Wilson and the reality that him being in Seattle for many years to come is far less than likely.
Yeah, RJ, and those rumors came out within the last 24 hours that the Seattle Seahawks actually contemplated trading their star quarterback Russell Wilson back in 2018. The team tied to many of those rumors right now are the Cleveland Browns, who were picking number one in that draft.
Okay, so let's make sure we got the facts lined up. Do we know for sure, were they going to trade for the number one pick or trade for Baker Mayfield?
I just know that they were going to trade for draft picks.
We don't have any idea who they would have taken. And the theory is they would have replaced Russell Wilson with a quarterback at number one.
Right.
Could have been Sam Darnold in theory, right? Baker Mayfield, whomever. And then they figure, well, we got the quarterback cheaper. We think this quarterback's going to be good. And Russell Wilson's expensive at this point, and we can get some other draft choices and actually have a lot of money to spend on free. I mean, in a way, it's surprising these kind of trades don't happen more. If you got a guy who's considered a top 6, 7, 8 best quarterback, who's now on his, like Dak, let's use Dak as a perfect example. If Dallas could have the number one pick and let's say Trevor Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
And they also could get multiple other picks and have money to spend on free agency, all in exchange for Dak. Don't you think about that trade?
You do the trade. Yeah.
So why would then, do you think Seattle was egregious in considering this trade, or do you think it's a trade they should have done if they had the chance?
No, I actually understand the thinking for the Seahawks. I personally wouldn't have done it because I'm probably a much bigger Russell Wilson fan than some others, but I can understand why they did it because they look at when were we the most successful? Our model of success mm-hmm. was built around a rookie quarterback salary tied into really good players on the defense that we could afford to play because of that rookie quarterback salary. So I think they were looking at avenues to try and maybe get back to that, and so they considered it.
All right, so let's actually talk about, because this was a graphic that was on GetUp a couple days ago, and I took a snapshot of it because I thought it was very telling. And the idea is, what percentage of the salary cap, and this came off of Stephen Jones making the statements about history tells us that there can only be a certain percentage of the salary cap with a quarterback, or the team doesn't do so well. So we're looking at all the quarterbacks from 2012 till last year that played in the Super Bowl. So both the winning and the losing quarterback. What I want to do is eliminate Tom Brady and eliminate Peyton Manning. Because here's what we know about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Two of the five best quarterbacks that's ever walked the earth. Right? Brady is the GOAT by, it seems like almost everyone believes. And Manning might be the best regular season quarterback of all time, but he's certainly in the top five. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So they made a lot of, you know, two Super Bowls for Manning, obviously Brady with more, in this period from 2012. And they were about 9% to 14% of the cap. Any given year, it was different. But those, you know, they were some jumbo, you know, fairly jumbo numbers, though obviously Brady has taken a discount at various points. Otherwise, here is the cap percentage of Super Bowl. Let's say we'll start with losing quarterbacks, and then we'll do the winning quarterbacks. So Colin Kaepernick was 0.9%. Peyton Manning was the loser of the year after that, so forget that. Year after that, it was Tom Brady, so we're not going to talk about that. Oh, I'm sorry. In this case, we got the loser again. It's Russell Wilson, 0.7%. So less than 1% now, both of these guys. Cam Newton lost the next year. He was 10%. And then the next year it was Matt Ryan, 18%. That's the jumbo guy. And then it was Tom Brady lost against Foles. Then it was Jared Goff lost at 4.7. And it was Garoppolo at 10.0. So the losing quarterbacks, except for Matt Ryan, were in that reasonable range, or they were tiny, tiny, like that rookie kind of deal. Now we look at the winners. Flacco, 7.0, or we'll just go with the percentage, 7%. And then it was Peyton Manning. Okay, so let's not worry about that. Then it was Russell Wilson that was below 1% again as a winner at the time. Peyton Manning. All right. So what we're seeing here is Tom Brady, then Nick Foles at 1%. But even if you look at him plus the starter, Carson Wentz, it was, you know, not big because Carson Wentz was on a rookie deal. Then it was Brady, and then it was Mahomes at 3%.
Yeah.
So the whole theory here, and we went through that slowly, but it's important. What you're saying is if you don't have one of the five best quarterbacks of all time, or you don't have a quarterback on a rookie deal, you don't win the Super Bowl. It's like literally not one example.
Yeah, and Seattle was really, I think they were sort of the first team that put together this model, and other teams around it were scrambling. I think the LA Rams scrambled to try and follow the Seattle model until we have to pay our quarterback. Let's gun it and try and get this done. Same with Philadelphia. Seattle was the first one. So since then, I don't think it's any coincidence they haven't been back.
And the question becomes, it'd be one thing to say, because what I've always believed, you either have, or not always, but in the last couple of years, is if you have a rookie deal and he's good, that works, or if you have a really good quarterback. The problem is when you have that middle of the road, that 10th best quarterback, and is that guy going to get you the Super Bowl? Because you're paying him now on his second or third deal, big money, right? And obviously, an extreme case is Andy Dalton, right? Andy Dalton was getting, what, $18 million this year. Can you, you know, and I think most people are accepting that middle of the pack stuff doesn't work. That you know, those guys got to either take a big pay cut, or you got to just keep drafting and hope Joe Burrow's good, right? Because you could have Andy Dalton at $18 million or Joe Burrow, and they're saying, hey, Burrow could be better. He might not be, but he could be. And the chances are we can't win with Andy Dalton because he's costing us $18 million. And that's the thing to realize. The whole rookie deal theory, we're in a salary cap league. So thus, if you spend your money, like Jared Goff, when they went to the Super Bowl before the deal, the idea would be, and they might have signed that deal right before, I don't remember exactly, but they had it worked out where it was scheduled in a way they could still have a lot of big money guys. And look what the Rams did. They had a lot of guys come in. You think, how'd they get him? How'd they get it? And it was like for a 1 or 2 year rental.
Yeah.
And they were taking their shot. So you either got to have a quarterback so good, Hall of Fame level, that they can make up for the lack of other players, or you have a rookie who maybe isn't a Hall of Fame level guy, though Mahomes is kind of both, it feels like, but you can buy a bunch of other people. One or the other, and I would say this, there hasn't been a single time since 2012, and we could call that, by the way, Russell Wilson's rookie year, right? It could be the modern era where passing became even more important, that you either have a Hall or top five quarterback, or you have literally a rookie deal.
Yeah.
And to me, it doesn't feel like it's a trend as much as it's like, boy, it seems like it might be the only way to win. Now, I know there's other ways to win, but how convinced are you that this is the right way to win?
I'm convinced based on just the samples that you gave. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that this has happened for going on a decade now. We've seen 8 years going on 9 years that there's a model that works and a recipe that works in the NFL. And if that's the case, I would say that Russell Wilson is probably approaching that great quarterback status, but he could be the guy who then takes the turn from rookie quarterback deal. Same with Patrick Mahomes. And I don't see that this trend is going to reverse anytime soon.
Okay, so here's the question. If Seattle felt like Russell Wilson was approaching, if not, and let's be candid, when you're in your eighth year, you're not supposed to be so much getting better, whereas we can't talk about potential at some point, right? Because you're going to start being on the backside, not especially when you're a mobile quarterback like Wilson. I'm thinking last year, year before, this year, next year, this is his prime, it strikes me. I think with a pocket passer, you can say, well, you can reach your prime, you know, more in your 33, 34. Yeah, maybe. But Wilson is not a pocket passer. So the question is, how good is he? And what does it say about Seattle's opinion of him that they consider this trade? Because if they thought he was potentially a Hall of Fame, or forget Hall of Fame, because I think with football, it's hard, right? What's Hall of Fame? I don't even know who makes the Hall of Fame a lot of, you know. So is he obviously the top one or two quarterback now? And is he one of the 5, 6, 7, 8 best of all time? If we put that as the, you know, Mount Rushmore, though there's only four on Mount Rushmore, but if we say two Mount Rushmores, is that Russell Wilson? I don't think Seattle could think that, or why would they consider this trade?
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I really wanted to figure out how good Russell Wilson's performance has been, right? We can never predict the future from it, though the best predictor of the future is prior performance, but it's not perfect. And there was a Pro Football Focus list that came out. And Jonas, maybe you can share that, because I want to counteract that list with the data we did.
Pro Football Focus came out with their top 101 of the decade, and Russell Wilson, as we mentioned, RJ, was 33rd on that list. So that I know got RJ, got Colin Cowherd very frustrated with that. Colin's a big Russell Wilson guy, but Russell Wilson, 33rd, the fourth highest Seahawk on that Pro Football Focus top 101 of the decade list.
Okay, now that's pretty amazing, right? And we talked yesterday just a little bit, I think, about the idea that Russell Wilson has never received a first place vote in the MVP. Not one.
Yeah.
And the defensive player Wagner had gotten one. And I think one other player has on Seattle. I can't remember who it was. So the idea that during the Russell Wilson era, Russell Wilson has received no MVP votes and other Seahawks two others have received one. I mean, that's a disconnect you can't even fathom. And then you're saying that multiple Seahawks are ranked above him on the all-decade team. Now, since he started in 12, it's like he's pretty much this decade. So who were the other Seahawks?
The other Seahawks, and let me get back to this list here of live radio, RJ. The other So we had Richard Sherman rated 20th. Richard Sherman was rated 20th. Earl Thomas was 20th. Richard Sherman was number 4, and then Marshawn Lynch was at number 29.
Now that listen, Seahawks. Who in the right minds thinks Marshawn Lynch during the last decade was better than Russell Wilson? He might have been. You could maybe make that point during his very best year or two, but he. How many very best beast mode years have there been? It's been 5 years since he was beast mode, right?
It's been a while. I would actually argue that Russell Wilson made the turn towards really, really great quarterback in the league the season that Marshawn Lynch went out, because Russell Wilson went on a tear. I think he only threw one interception the remainder of the year, and him and Doug Baldwin were awesome that year.
Okay, so here's what we did. We said QBR is a great, great stat. And it really is. And we said what we want to do is say accept QBR is a really good measure of how good a quarterback is. And then we said, let's go back to 2012, because that was Russell Wilson's rookie year. So let's use that as a modern era. And then we said, we're going to take every quarterback that's had 3 or more years as a starter. Right? So it means they've played a while. And we're going to look at all their QBRs averaged each season since 2012. So Brady, whatever he did in 2004 doesn't count, right? So it's a pretty good, if you trust QBR, which I know it's ESPN, so a lot of people like to say, oh, the ESPN's the idiots. I don't love everything on ESPN. QBR is a good number. It's the one number I trust most in quarterbacks, if you could just give me one. Here's the list of the best. You're going to like this, by the way. Here's the list of the best quarterbacks since. All right, so since 2012. And Russell Wilson is not very high. Tom Brady, number one. Drew Brees, number two. So far, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, remember, Mahomes hasn't played 3 years, so he's not on the list. Lamar Jackson's not on the list. You know, Mahomes has been in the league three, but he only got a QBR 2 years, right? All right. Number three, Dak Prescott. Number four, Matt Ryan. Number five, Big Ben. Number six, Russell Wilson. Number seven, Aaron Rodgers. So first off, this is plugging into the Aaron Rodgers skepticism that we have in Straight Out of Vegas. Personally, I do, RJ. Literally, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Dak Prescott, Matt Ryan, Big Ben, Russell Wilson had a better QBR average over the years. But the idea that Wilson is behind a Matt Ryan, behind a Dak Prescott, I think Brady and Brees people accept. Now, you might say, RJ, didn't you just hear Jonas? He talked about this magical turn that Russell Wilson made where he started getting better and better. Okay, we also expected that argument. So we said, let's just take the last 2 years and use that as a gauge of the trend line. Russell Wilson's average QBR over his entire career is 66.6. I'm not going to say there's anything to that, but it's 66.6. His average QBR the last 2 years, 66.6. Exactly the same. So I think the eye test tells me Russell's better, though the case can be made he doesn't have the best supporting cast now, so it's affecting his QBR. But in general, that 66.6, let's look at the last two-year QBR. By far the best, and it's not even close, is Drew Brees. 75.5 is his QBR. The next best QBR is Big Ben at 69. And remember, Big Ben didn't get a QBR last year, so okay. So the guy who's supposed to be the old man, Drew Brees, over the course since 2012, his QBR is right around 70, but it's 75.5 the last 2 years combined. Now, Tom Brady's a great example of the drop-off, right? He's number one, as we said, over the span of since 12, about 70, but he's got 61 the last 2 years. He is trending down, down, down. Dak Prescott, amazingly, over his career, is 68, but it's 63 the last couple years. It looks like he's going down. Now, again, there can be vagaries, right? You can have a little variation. But in general, Russell Wilson has the same QBR the last 2 years as he has in his career, and this is to the decimal. And it's worse than Big Ben, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. So my point is, when Pro Football Focus comes out and says, oh, over the decade, he's in the 30s, well, at least with quarterbacks, he isn't. Because I think most lists of people I like now would say Russell Wilson's the second best quarterback. It's Patrick Mahomes, and then you hear Russell Wilson second, and then if it's a Lamar fan, it'll be Lamar second, Russell third. I don't think I've seen a list in a long time that doesn't have Russell Wilson in the top three of current quarterbacks. Would you agree that that's the perception out there, Jonas, and also that you agree with it?
Yeah, top three. Yeah, for sure.
So when I ask you, and I'm not saying you're supposed to have the answer for this, that if the numbers tell us that no, Matt Ryan's clearly been better, no, Dak Prescott's clearly been better, Big Ben's been better, that doesn't feel right to you.
No, I disagree. I think he's better than all those guys.
So that's the question, right? Is you got nothing to go by, and I have nothing to go by when it comes to my opinion other than the eye test or the numbers. Now, do you particularly dislike QBR?
I just don't think QBR is the end-all be-all.
So what's your, if I said one number, what would it be?
I don't know that there's one number. I just, you watch the game, you can tell who makes plays and who doesn't. I trust more of the eye test than I do a QBR. I don't even know, I don't know that anybody can definitively tell you what a QBR actually represents.
Well, the people invented it, certainly.
but what, like, if you had to ask, like, what does it mean? What does it tell you?
And again, I wasn't, you know, again, my knowledge of it's 2 inches deep. But what I'll say is this, that it does better than passer rating, which used to be one, it accounts for running, because quarterbacks run. And if you can run well, you got to account for that. And that's why Lamar Jackson always, you know, is very highly rated with QBR, because he runs very well. Number two, it accounts for the scenario, what success represents on a given play. So the thing Football Outsiders talks about, and it's great, if it's 4th and 9 and you get 8 yards, that is not a successful play, right? They're going to give you that play in a way. Oh, they're not going to give you 8. They're going to give you 5. You know what I'm saying? Maybe right. You struggle for the last couple. But if it's 3rd and 3, 4 yards is a successful play. So it tries to say, given the context of the score and the down and distance, is this really as good as the raw numbers of X yards look? And it accounts for strength of schedule, as in who you're playing. It really is like a really good stat.
Right out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, 2 words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been discussing Russell Wilson and his value in the NFL.
Oh, man, great conversation. I love these one-topic shows, baby. I love it. We get to dig in deep. So what do we figure out? One, it's not crazy that Seattle considered this, because history tells us rookie deals allow you on quarterbacks to pay for a lot of other good players. And once they become those big-dollar veterans, it's tougher to win. And history says, at least since 2012, you're either a top five quarterback of all time, Peyton Manning and Brady, or you have a rookie deal. That's the only two ways to win a Super Bowl. That's the only two teams or types of teams that have won a Super Bowl since 2012. We've also said, hey, how good is Russell Wilson? On one hand, you have Colin Cowherd and Jonas Knox and Fezzik. That crowd, they love him. He's so good. Then there's others. Pro Football Focus, for example, came out today, said he's in the 30s when it came to how good he was this decade, 2010s. Marshawn Lynch was a better player this decade, according to Pro Football Focus, than Russell Wilson. That seems crazy. So I got to thinking, why would there be such a disparity? And then we thought on it. This guy is divisive. Russell Wilson is divisive. Now, how? Why? Well, he's got some pretty strong opinions about how to live life, and it makes some people love him, maybe more than the numbers say. Because the interesting thing is, as we looked at the numbers, Russell Wilson was good, but not great in his career, if you look at QBR. The sixth best during the era, but Dak Prescott ahead of him, Matt Ryan ahead of him. Most people wouldn't agree with that. And as we thought of the divisiveness, it dawned on us, well, wait a minute. If there's disruption in the locker room, and Jonas, I want to bring you in here, isn't that another reason Seattle might have considered this? And I agree, meaning that, hey, if he's causing trouble with other players, not because of actions, but because of his belief system, hey, getting Kaepernick out of town made sense. Why? At least to some people, in that he's causing disruption. Well, wouldn't it be the same thing with Russell Wilson?
Well, I actually think that they addressed it, but they went in the opposite direction. When they got rid of those defensive players, the guy with the loud personalities, the Richard Shermans and those guys in that locker room, I thought they were making a statement that they were backing Russell Wilson to move forward with him as opposed to those other guys. This actually makes me wonder if maybe the contract negotiations were a little bit more dicey than were reported, and maybe Russell Wilson and his camp just wasn't willing to work with Seattle on anything, and they had to look at every option available.
Well, look at it like this. Reported today from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, he said that it's his belief that, or at least he has, let's say it this way, I want to be very specific. He has people telling him inside the organization that the idea of Russell Wilson being with Seattle in a couple years is very unlikely. So just today, the idea that, oh, is this in the past now? Because the reporting about the 2018, maybe this was before. And as you said, made a decision to go forward with Russell and make that commitment. But then you're getting reporting coming out. And we don't know if it's exactly right. It seems unlikely he'll be there in even 2 years when it's still in his prime. Maybe that conflict and divisiveness has not ended.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.